This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3. I love what? The Chili Peppers.
Mm. I do too.
And I love real estate.
Yeah.
And this story has all the things I like.
Because when you're a rock star, you can live in a crazy house. Like, you can get the house that's just, it's just bananas. And then somebody maybe buys it off you and they're like, well, this was Flea's house. Of course it's crazy. This house is super amazing. I guess he bought the property itself when there was an original house on it. You know, a couple of bedrooms, a regular sort of canyon house, but it's about 5 acres. And so he wound up building this. It's a very strange looking house, and it takes advantage of the topography of this mountainous thing, but it's sort of like an octagonal shaped house with these offshoots off of it. And these weird, like, some of the rooms are actually buried below grade. So they have like a walkout that almost looks like a landing pad or something. And so all you can see if you're laying on the bed are these walls going straight out to the view and this private patio kind of in front of you with a wall of glass. It's so cool. So Bryn is going to show Vinny a couple pictures here. But if you love houses, this is just one of those. This could be on, there's a show on HGTV called, it's called like Insane Houses or Bizarre Real Estate. This is, the shape of it is super unusual. Like, some architect went, yeah, I'll build that for you. That sounds crazy. I would love to build that.
Are you saying this because he's selling it now? Or
he is selling it. Okay. And I also have the house he's buying, so yikes. So he bought the property itself. Let's see. I think he bought the whole estate in 2018 for $4.25.
Something tells me he's in a location that, in California, where they may have trouble getting insurance. I don't know if that's why he's selling, but that's one of the running stories right now here in California.
It's a mountain thing,
Ben. He's like, how am I supposed to pay? He's rich.
Right.
But there's a point where you go, no, I'm not going to just flush that much a year away. Right. I wonder.
I'm sure he doesn't have to have insurance. I'm sure he owns the place.
Okay.
For $4 million. But still, if it burns down, he's on the hook for the whole thing if you don't have insurance. This house is so freaking cool. Just the spaces around it. First of all, it's the main house that was the original house. It's however many, you know, two bedrooms, two bathrooms. Then he built a new main house. It's not humongous. It's like 1,300 square feet. And so it's super cool. It's the octagonal part of it. And so that's the two bedroom, two bath part. And he had it on the market for like almost $10 million a couple years back, like maybe 2022. And he's trying again. It's back on the market now for a mere $7 million. Mm. But so we were looking at this, and I'm like, oh, this is, it's north of, let's see, north of downtown LA in La Crescenta. I don't know exactly where that is. So it's a main house, the original house that was on the property, and then there's a little guest cabin, which is also really cool. It's a very stylish. It's very modern, at least the parts that I'm seeing. I'm not sure what the old structure that was there is like, but it's just gorgeous. I mean, the landscaping is incredible. There's these weird, it's like a three-tiered tub situation in one of the bathrooms. They look like giant cisterns. It's worth a look. If you love houses, I think you'd enjoy this. I was like freaking out over this morning, looking at all the pictures. And Bryn's even found some I didn't even get to see. There, it's so cool. You know, if you've got $7 million to spend, he has bought his new house that he got. Is they call it a tree house. It's in Beverly Hills. It's $14 million, and they call it it's a tree house with a leaf shaped pool. And as you might expect, it's also amazing. Incredibly long gated driveway where you wind up the hill and get to this just elaborate woodland paradise. It's so cool. The first pictures I saw of it, it's like at nighttime and you can see all the outdoor lighting and all this, you know, the glow from the inside of the house. It's so cool. Oh, it's got to be so
Why do they
incredible.
Call it a tree house?
You know, maybe it's styled that way, like you can see trees out the window, because it isn't built in a tree.
Okay.
If that's what you're asking.
Well, that is, you know, what we think of when we think of a tree house.
Yep, you would. It's a $14 million compound, a four-car garage, guest quarters, an art cabin, and then this, I don't know, tree house. You know, his last place, the one he's selling now, the total square footage was way less. Like, even the main house that he built for himself, two bedroom, two bath, is like 1,300 square feet. It's not huge. This one is about 7,300 square feet on a much smaller lot, about 1.35 acres. But it's everything you want in a house if you're a rock star. It's just beautiful. So we'll put both of these up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Go ahead.
Probably younger people don't know, but for me, I grew up with the Red Hots. I love those guys. I'm glad to see they're successful and doing well. I'm happy that he's got a wonderful location somewhere in LA. Good for him.
I know. It's really, it's just
Flea, I should say.
Flea, yep.
Of
Flea,
the Red Hots.
Bass player. He's the crazy guy. Ah, so good.
He sure is, too.
He is, yeah, bananas.
I remember watching them in 91. They toured with Nirvana and Pearl Jam, and they were the headliner. And he just came out in bun huggers. And I was like, who goes anywhere in bun huggers?
I just get too hot. I'm putting in too much effort. I just want to wear as little clothing as possible.
That's nobody even wears that underwear anymore. Like they were regular, tidy, whitey bun huggers. That's what he wore on stage.
Yeah. They moved to socks. So,
yes.
They were always about, like, let's just keep everything loose and free.
So weird.
I swear to God, though, between these two houses, I don't even know which one I like. Actually, I do know which one. I like the one he's selling. It's so cool. But this other one is also, it has a good location, prime location, Beverly Hills. I giggled a little as I read this. Karaoke is so fun. It's not for everyone, but for the people who love it, they love it. And there are people who just do it regularly. It's like they're standing Friday night entertainment. There's a place, it's off Lombard. I think it's called the Silver Cloud. I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, that's right.
It's so crowded, though, you can never get. I've never gotten to do any karaoke there myself. But it's fun, and there are people who are just ringers. Some people are just great singers, and it's like one really good singer after another, and then someone terrible gets up there, but everyone tries to be a part of. So I usually go to My Sharona or Dirty Deeds, done dirt cheap, for my opener. If I get another chance, I like to keep a Britney in my back pocket, you know, hit me one more time, or oops, I did it again. Britney, do you have a go-to for this?
Yeah. I would usually go for like Backstreet Boys or something like that.
Oh, Backstreet Boys.
Of course, that's my jam.
And then, Vinny, I'm guessing you don't have a go-to song, but I bet you Christina does.
You've been right on both sides. Yeah, I don't do karaoke. I don't have a go-to song at all. I don't dislike karaoke, though, and Christina loves it. Mm-hmm. It's like when we first started dating, on her list as you're getting to know each other, she was like, one of my favorite things in the world is karaoke. And her go-to is the B-52s.
Oh, that's right. She likes Love Shack, right? That's so fun. Well, and it's the nice thing about the B-52s songs for karaoke is a lot of people don't like to get up there by themselves. And those are the ones you bring up a dude to do the Fred Schneider stuff. You bring up a couple girls and y'all sing the, you know, the Love Shack part. Or whatever, you know, song you're doing. Oh, that's so fun. So I have here BuzzFeed put a list of celebrity go-to karaoke songs. And one of them is just like, I saw it. I'm so annoyed by it. Like, of course, Jennifer Hudson is like, oh, I never loved a man by Aretha Franklin.
Is that I never loved impossible a man
the way
sing?
That I love you. No, but not for Jennifer Hudson. It's not. It's just, you know, Aretha's a big ask. You get up on the stage.
I feel like I know that song.
I think you'd recognize it. Brittany, do you have that ready?
By the way, this is Jennifer Hudson singing it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
She pretty much rules.
Yeah. They don't know
I leave you if I could. Let me ask you a question. If you went to a karaoke bar and J-Hud got up on stage and started singing this song, would you let her leave the stage? Oh, turn this on. This is we're coming up on the... Love the man the way that I love you. Oh, yeah. Would you ever let her get off the stage? You'd be like, all right, let's find some more songs for Jennifer Hudson to sing. Could we make that happen?
No, but wait, I want to get up there and sing some Rock Lobster.
No.
Yeah, I'm telling you that we used to host a karaoke thing in the early days, and there are people in line, and they're waiting. And they don't care that J-Hud just killed it or that they couldn't possibly or shouldn't possibly get on stage after her. They want to go. It's their turn. Yeah.
I feel them. They want to sing. So Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, he does Kiss from a Rose by Seal. That's a challenging one. Natalie Portman, she does Milkshake by Kellis. How do you say that?
That's Kellis.
My Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Is that?
But I don't know. The song? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's the one.
Olivia Rodrigo, she's got a go-to karaoke song, and it's Dancing Queen by ABBA. Mm. Oh, yeah. Dua Lipa, Changes by Tupac. Timothée Chalamet. What would his... Take a wild guess. Just take a wild guess. What song is he doing? Is it the Hokey Pokey? It's not.
It's not Bob Dylan.
Is it My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion? No. It's not Bob Dylan. It's Cool. It's Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana.
Oh, good.
That's a good one. Jimmy Fallon, he goes with Santeria by Sublime. That's a good one to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a Jennifer Hudson one. Shut up, Jennifer. Jesus. I like this one. This is a hard song to sing, too, actually. Ana de Armas goes for Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. That's high. It starts high. It only gets harder. That is a challenging tune. I wonder how she does with it. And Zoe Kravitz has five. I don't have all five of them here, but she says Purple Rain by Prince and Love is a Battlefield by Pat Benatar. Those are both good. Mm-mm-mm. It's so fun to karaoke. Maybe you're doing that this weekend, and if you are, have a great time. I have one more I'm going to squeeze in here. Pete Davidson, I don't know what's going on with this. Pete Davidson, he had a comedy on Peacock called Bupkis. It was renewed for season two, and he's like, nah, I'm done with that. Or at least that's what this story says. Bupkis season two is not happening. Pete Davidson has confirmed that he opted not to continue with the semi-autobiographical Peacock comedy. He's not really giving... He says, I feel that this part of my life is finished.
Hmm.
Okay. I don't, I mean, don't people fight tooth and nail to get a series and hope it works?
He is a mystery to me.
He is. I'm with you, Vin.
I've seen him do his stand-up and thought, okay, so you can just get up there and just say stuff. Like, he's not.
And people continue to come
and pay money for it. It's not stand-up. I just was like, I can't, I don't know what I'm watching. It's, and I say that knowing that we do a radio show and it's certainly not stand-up. But I'm saying, in a stand-up format, you'd expect him to
tell some jokes.
It just doesn't. Maybe I caught him on a bad day, but I just, he is a mystery, and he's. I'm glad for his success. Good for him.
Yeah. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I got a bunch of stuff still to get to, including science.
Nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah. Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I have a feeling I know what you just saw.
What did I see?
The post we just did on Instagram.
Nope, the text from one, like it says, a few seconds ago. It just came through at 7:07, says, have you seen the video for Murder on the Dance Floor? Lady, excuse me, woman can't dance from Monique.
Oh.
I haven't seen it, no.
Yeah, me either. You know, it was a hit like 20 years ago or something, like in England. I don't. I had never heard that song before until I saw it in Saltburn. But I'll tell you something. If they reissue the video, they should just use the naked guy dancing to it. So good. It's such a funny ending to that movie. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
It's a very weird thing. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, Megan Trainor tickets. Jane's got them. 405. Listen for keywords. When you hear them, text the keyword in. Text the keyword to 20357 to enter yourself for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Megan Trainor October 18th at the Shoreline Amphitheater.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. That's right. If you miss part, we do this whole show so that you can enjoy all 4.5 hours of it, or whatever it is, whatever it amounts to. I don't know. But either way,
5.5 hours.
It's aimed at you being able to enjoy the whole darn thing. So download the Odyssey app, and there we are. All of our shows waiting for you. You can also check out our latest show highlights on the Odyssey app.
So fun. Also, go to the Sarah and Vinny Instagram page. Sorry, it's the Alice 973 Instagram page, because we are going country, guys. Vinny, I'm not sure you've seen these yet, but
I haven't.
Going country. Oh, you're going to. Hopefully we featured Vinny's. Is Vinny the top slide?
Yeah. You and Vinny are, well, they're all individual too, so you can slide over. But
wonderful.
It's all on a montage, and you guys are the biggest of all.
Oh, fantastic.
The first picture.
Oh, my goodness.
That way, you know, people can see how beautiful Vinny looks.
Oh,
Vinny looks great.
His hair's flowing. It's lovely.
Yeah, I see it now. Okay.
Oh, that's a weird reaction.
I really like the sombrero you're wearing.
Yeah. It's really got a look going on.
Yeah, I know I do. You're right. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm Cowboy
We're going
Carter,
country.
Everyone. Yeah. Okay, so listen, weather-wise, the clouds have stacked up where I'm at, and we're expecting rain later today. Right. So be ready for that. Also, March Madness continues this weekend. Highway 1 in Santa Cruz will not be closed due to the rain. That's been pushed a couple weeks. Mega Millions goes $977 million bucks up for grabs on tonight's drawing. So
we're doing a work ticket, guy.
Yeah, guys. I was going to say, I mean, you know, that's one of those things. I realize it's throwing money away, but it's also a neat thought to think. What
it's the time between buying the ticket and finding out that you lost that all your fantasies are swirling around you. It's Mega Millions, right?
It's so mega tonight, yes.
It's tonight, all right.
Ah, good to know.
Yeah.
Yes, it's tonight. Mega
tonight. You're going to be rich.
Tonight.
That is going to be a great weekend when we all split $900 million.
After tax, what is that like?
Well, after tax, $450, and then the lump sum's probably less. I mean, I think easily we're at like $75 to $80 million a piece. I think I can make that work.
Yeah, maybe.
I'd love to have the opportunity to try to make that work.
Right.
It's not quite a billion, though, is it?
My first story is, well, I guess it's for the kids. Right. I can't see too many grown people doing this. So there's a video, a beauty trend going around now called broccoli freckles.
Now, broccoli freckles.
I am a freckle fan, but I would rather someone not have freckles than put them on themselves by stamping broccoli into their face, or even just, you know, penciling in dots on your face. You're good the way you are. Freckles are like, some people have them, some don't. But broccoli freckles?
So is there something about broccoli where you can dip it in your makeup and dot it on your face that it puts them on correctly? I don't understand.
They say you take a broccoli florette out of the fridge, dab the florette end into some makeup, and then you stamp it into your face. They're calling it the ultimate faux freckle hack because it leaves tiny dots that resemble freckles.
All right.
There's lots of videos online about makeup tips and hacks, and this is just one of them. And I thought, wow, okay, well.
Well, I'm watching a lady dab a stick of, it really does put some fairly natural looking, this is surprisingly realistic looking.
You know what I have been witness to, and I'm not. People do whatever you want. But I have noticed in my life dating women that women with naturally curly hair straighten it. Mm-hmm. And women with beautiful straight hair curl it.
Yeah.
And people with freckles cover them with makeup. And people without freckles stamp their face with broccolis.
Yeah, I've only recently noticed that one.
Yeah, that's a new one. But still,
you are 100, my friend.
What in the hell? All the time with the grass and the greener. So dumb.
Yeah. Is that a Jenner? Is that Kendall Jenner?
No, that's
just
no,
kind of
no,
just
no.
kind of looks. Oh no. The other lady. So this lady's stamping her face with it, in the other video we were looking at, and she's got a filter applied. You can't even see what she's doing because the filter is taking it off.
It's washing her out.
It's just
dirt, George.
Yeah, right. Well, now someone's all freckly. There you go. What fun! There, everyone's so delighted.
Science. Da-da-da-da. This is something that Sarah mentioned to me earlier in the week, and I meant to look it up and do the story, but I didn't get to it. And now it comes up in our little science roundup. Doctors in Boston performed the first transplant of a genetically modified pig kidney, and it's gone well. The 62-year-old patient is doing well and should go home soon. Isn't this the story you brought up to me?
It is. This could solve the dialysis thing that we have going on here in America. This guy's, they give him a genetically modified pig kidney. They implant it. His body accepts it, and it started producing urine. It's cleaning his blood for him. It's un-freaking believe. It's such a huge stride, but it is also one step closer to the dystopian fake reality created by Margaret Atwood and Oryx and Craig. Oh my God, it's all coming true. That's a book to read.
I don't like
I know.
The stuff you like.
I know.
Like most of the time, you and I are on the same page. All this creepy, scary stuff that would keep me from sleeping, you're
well,
like,
science
I love
gone,
it.
It's science gone wrong. They've, you know, in her book, we've created these pigs that we've spliced them with human DNA so that we can have replacement organs. But then also now they're smarter and they've decided they don't like us taking
pigs
their
are smarter
organs.
Than us now? What?
Well, and yep, they're called
smart
balloons.
Enough to run for it, I guess. Doctors yep, have exactly. performed the first transplant of a genetically modified kidney from a pig into a living human. The 4-hour surgery was performed last Saturday. Oh, fudge. Pop-up just got me.
Oh, golly.
The 4-hour surgery was performed at Massachusetts General Hospital.
In Boston.
Were you born there?
I wasn't. I was born in Pawtucket.
Oh, yeah, you were born in
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Anyway, they say here the patient, Rick Slayman, a 62-year-old manager with the Massachusetts Department of Transportation who'd been diagnosed with end-stage kidney disease, is recovering well and expected to be discharged from the hospital soon. They say his new kidney could last years. And this is a guy who was at, as they say, end-stage kidney disease. That doesn't sound good.
No, it sounds terrible. And there are so many people who are dependent on these dialysis centers that, you know, they're never going to get a donated kidney. And they're, for the rest of their life, have to go into these centers and get their blood cleaned by a machine. This is life-changing. This is, I mean, hooray for science. Incredible. Many of us will have kidney problems as we get older. And you don't want to be on dialysis. It's horrible.
In this case, this guy had been on a patient in hospitals. Oh, wait, let me find the way that Slayman said he had been a patient in the hospital's transplant program for 11 years. He'd already received a kidney from a human donor in 2018.
Oh,
after living
God.
With diabetes and high blood pressure for many years, the kidney began to show signs of failure 5 years later. He had to go back on dialysis in 23 and was diagnosed with end stage. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. So
right?
They suggested he try this. And he did. And so far, so good. So we'll keep an eye on it.
And is he the first person to try it, Vin?
It looks like it, yes.
Okay. Because this is just, I mean, it's huge, I think.
Yeah.
I knew someone
yeah.
on dialysis and their life sucked. Sucked.
Oh, look, I think about it often, and I don't mean to say this to make anyone feel bad about their health challenges, whatever they're dealing with. So far, so good in that I haven't spent long stays in hospital. I'm aware that I'm lucky. I wouldn't want to do that. I'm nervous about things like this. I quit smoking for that reason.
Yep.
I don't want to do things that would lead me to a bunch of hospital time at the end or even middle of my life because I've been abusive to myself.
And it's rotten because you can't predict that stuff. You can do all the right things. And I mean, that's why today is so important, Vinny, because you just don't know where you're going to end up. But to think that they are genetically modifying pig kidneys and someone can get off, can just be cured.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I hope it works out for the guy. My fingers are crossed. I absolutely understand, though, that there are also those people who are like, I drink breakfast and I smoke,
and I'm never going to go to a hospital a day in my life.
Right. So that's always out there, but I'm not playing that game.
Uh-uh.
I'm not going with those odds. Our text number is 800-400-3697. If you get a pig organ put in, are you still allowed to eat bacon, says 415?
Oh.
I really feel like you shouldn't. I feel like you should be so grateful to pigs that you don't. I would, though.
Listen to this. 707 says, driving from Portland to Idaho today, was able to listen to you from Green Day till now. Thanks,
wow.
Odyssey. Long time listener. OWFOC?
Overwhelming feelings of concern?
Okay.
Is that they just stick an extra
note? You don't need the W, sure, but okay. OFOC is fine. We got it. Let's see here. Have you seen the video? Oh, no, that's I already read that one. Going to karaoke tonight. My go-to is Bust a Move. My teenagers love it.
Oh, I'm sure they do. That's funny.
I like doing Wanted Dead or Alive or Runaway Baby.
That's a really good one.
Runaway Baby. Oh, that's a...
Runaway Baby.
That's Bruno, right?
Yeah, that's such a good song.
Oh, or Helena from My Chemical Romance is a fun one, too. I love My Chemical Romance. You like them?
I don't. I don't really know them.
Oh.
What? Sorry about it.
All right. When I saw Flea at the Rio to talk about his book a couple years ago, he was so appreciative of his life. It was so moving. He was crying, just happy to be where he was at. I loved it.
That's great. Don't you love to hear a good story about someone that you're like, that guy seems so cool?
I think that they've toured the world. They worked hard. They, you know, went for it all in, and it's paid off. And I'm glad to hear that he's appreciative of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I'm headed to Tahoe. Happy Friday, my radio family, says 408. There could be some snow possible.
Yeah, so, well, when it rains, it snows.
The weather's coming, everyone. What's coming up? We have a game.
We do. We do have a game. In fact, Bryn's going to handle today's game.
That's right. All right, it's time to play a game. This game is... When did that song come out?
All right. Vinny, you want to go first? Let's have Vinny go first.
All right, Vinny's going first. This first one is going to be one we've heard today. And Jane's got tickets for her, so.
Oh.
Here it is. When did that song come out?
I have a guess, but Vinny's first. Go ahead.
2010.
Oh, I'm going to go a little lower then because I was going to say 2017. I'm going to say 2015.
And Sarah's got it. 2014 is when that song came out.
Damn it. If I didn't go first.
Yeah, you went first. Sorry about it. Okay, I'm first on this one. You can base yours off of mine.
All right. Do the cheat code. All right, here it is.
Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions, baby, there's nothing.
I would say 2016.
Wow.
I'll say 2017.
Any answer is 2016.
Oh, it's a dream.
That's why I was like, wow.
I was hoping. All right, Vinny, you're next. Your first one.
All right. Here we go with the Jackson 5.
Oh.
All right.
What do you think, Ben?
When did that song come out?
65.
Oh, I'll say 72.
Oh, the answer is 1970, so I think Sarah gets that one. Right.
Yeah. 70.
Oh, Sarah.
Sorry. All right, Sarah's first on this one. Although, you know, I did kind of feel like fun.
Let's get out of here.
All right. Happy Friday, everyone. I'm a winner. Have a killer weekend. Brittany, great job on the game. Thank you for giving me all the answers before. Here's your $10. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Hey,
get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.